It is 92 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee will get more than $750 million from the social media giant Meta after a settlement was announced last week. 47 states and many U.S. territories negotiated for Meta to add guardrails for young users. And Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti says the enormous sum of money will go straight to Tennessee's Children's Digital Protection Fund. Earlier this spring, lawmakers voted to establish the pot of money, which is set to pay for youth mental health supports, research into social media's effects on young people, law enforcement resources to fight online child exploitation, education about how social media affects youth mental health, deposits to the K-12 Mental Health Endowment, and youth suicide prevention. The plan is similar to how the state said it would spend money from past multi-state settlements, like the ones from Big Tobacco and companies involved in the opioid crisis. Earlier this summer, a city audit raised concerns about how the Metro Public Health Department is spending its opioid settlement money. The head of the agency says one of the main concerns is already getting addressed. Nashville has received more than $13 million from opioid makers, sellers, and marketers. That's because the companies settled lawsuits that accused them of creating the opioid addiction epidemic. Metro's goal is to connect people with substance use treatment before they overdose. Several million dollars have gone to salaries for full-time employees, or FTEs, at the department. One of the audit's primary findings said the department failed to adequately track how its employees were spending their time, which meant that the money could have been paying for work unrelated to opioid abatement. Metro Health's director, Sonmi Ariola, says criticism about the money going to employee salaries predates that audit.
I think the people that do not like that some of the funds were paying for more FTEs here. And we've tried since I've been here to cut that down. When somebody leaves, we have not replaced that. We are trying to move people out of the unrestricted funds and push more of the money to the community.
The audit looked at Metro operations from March of 2022 through May of 2025. Ariella notes that he was not working at the agency most of that time, since he started in February of 2025. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.